morning. Denny Heflin here in Audubon at the Farm Service Agency, bringing you this week's USDA report. The USDA's Farm Service Agency participates with the Conservation Reserve Program and offers a voluntary program that helps agriculture producers safeguard the environmentally sensitive land within their counties. For this, the CRP participants will plant long-term and resource-conserving covers to help improve the water quality and control soil erosion and enhance the wildlife. And in return for this, we provide annual rental payments and cost-share assistance to those producers. Last week, Iowa received an additional allocation of 47,000 acres to enroll land into the Highly Erodible Land Initiative Program, commonly referred to as the Heli Acres. The Heli Acres have to have an erodibility index of 20 or greater qualified, in addition to all the other eligibility requirements of being cropland that has a cropping history of 4 out of 6 years of the years 2008 through 2013. These offers are continuous, and so the sign-up is continuous and is not subject to any of the competition bidding. And all contracts will be enrolled for a period of 10 years. On average, the highly erodible land greater than 20 index is to have an erosion rate of 20 per acre per year. So you can see where we wanted the steeper ground on the side hills in this program and the ridge tops and the bottom ground. Producers that enroll in the practices will receive 10 years of annual rental payments and up to 50% of the cost share to establish the cover. The payment rate will be dependent upon the county where the land is located and the type of soils presented in the land offer. Dependent on the location of the site, producers have a number of cover options. They can use the additional cool sin grass legume mix, as Rome Orchard, Timothy, Alfalfa, Red Clover. They can do a combination of native grasses. They can do a wildlife cover mix. They could put trees on in certain circumstances. You can always stop by your local FA office and get more information on these programs. But as a reminder, the Heli Acres is an allocation of acres, and so it is a first-come, first-served program. So when those 47,000 acres are exhausted in Iowa, then we will have this cover option again. So if you have an interest in this, be sure to get a hold of your USA office right away and get the ball rolling and have the workup and find out whether or not your lands would qualify. The Audubon County Farm Service Agency will be holding a county committee nomination for the county committee election to be held later this fall from LAA 3, or Local Administrative Area 3, includes the townships of Lincoln, Cameron, Biola, and Melville Townships. Nomination petitions must be received in the county FSA office in Audubon or any FSA county office by August 3rd. So if you know someone that you would like to nominate for serving on the county committee, talk to them and get hold of us, and let's get a petition in here by the August 3rd deadline. In Audubon County, we will begin to take enrollment for the ARC-PLC programs today. We have been delaying this because of the amount of workload that we've had with the acreage reports. The deadline for signing up for the 2014 and 2015 ARC-PLC enrollment is September 30th. So give the office a call, set a time to come in, and if you can give us your pertinent information, such as the operators and chairs, if everything's the same as it has in the past, well, many times we'll be able to have the contracts ready for you to sign when you come in. You've done a lot of work ahead of time in doing the eligibility and your elections, but that was not the sign-up. So now is the time to come into the office and do the actual program enrollment for 2014 and 2015. As a reminder, the Audubon County Fair is going on now through Sunday. I would invite everybody to come down to the fair and join in the fun a little bit, see a variety of exhibitions down there and a variety of entertainment to be had. Tonight, of course, will be the Queen Contest and Hall of Fame and a fundraiser auction to help raise for the 4-H program. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin in Ottawa with the Farm Service Agency Report. Join us next week for more information from USDA.